Okay. Have here in the beginning of the parsha, it says that Yaakov sent Malachim to Esav, and the Malachim came back and told Yaakov that Esav is coming. Bono Achicho Esav. Rashi says that he's still acting like Esav. The Gamhodech with Kroskov, Arba Meos Ishimo, and he's coming to wipe you out with 400 people. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oi, Yaakov gets very scared. Vayitzela feels bad. Vayachas Esama Sherito, he basically splits the people in half. And then the next pasuk, which is not on the page, Vayomer and Yavo Esav El Machan and Achas Vitom, Vitom Machan Isher Plata. In other words, the reason why he split it in half is he says, okay, worst comes to worst, what can you do? Esav will wipe out half of my family, but at least it'll be divided in two halves. So if he attacks one, the other half will be able to escape. Okay. So Rashi says, it's a famous Rashi. What's his lashon? Vayera Vayetzer. So he says, Vayera Shema Yeharek. He was afraid that he'll be killed. Vayetzer, though, he felt bad. Im Yeharek, who has Acherim? If he'll kill other people. Pashtip Shati Acherim, the lashon Acherim, lashon Rabim. That's, Pashas does not mean Esav, but it means the 400 people with Esav. And you look in the Mefarshim, big tumult about that, because in the Medrash, one of the Midrashim we have says he was afraid he'll kill Esav. But many, in fact, I think almost all the Mefarshim say that Rashi's learning that he was afraid that he'll kill the 400 people. Okay. The Or HaChaim says, Pirish, this is just repeating Roy Rashi, just a little bit of Hezber. Niknas begeder lara galeharek. He came into a situation where either he's going to fight and kill the 400 people, or they'll kill him. What is that? As he says, those were logically the only two choices: either kill or be killed. What is that? Kinega leharek yarmel. You never know. You go to war, you don't know who's going to succeed. Apiderech hateva. So the possibility that he'll lose the war, yare ma'oi, v'neged l'harig v'yetzer lo, and the fact that he might kill others, he felt bad. It said, Omar, I caused him ma'oi d'achar v'yetzer. In other words, the fear was very strong. Obviously, the fear of being killed and your whole family being wiped out, that's a tremendous, tremendous fear. Okay, the feeling that I might have to kill others, okay, that's a tsar, that's not to the same degree of emotional feeling as the fear of being wiped out. So therefore, the Or HaChaim says the word ma'od is written after the yera and not after ve'yetzer. Okay. Right, that's the Rashi. Basically, all the Mefarshim are bothered by a problem. Why is Yaakov upset that he might end up killing people? You know, Alpidin, they're people, they're Chayim Isa, Abod Hargo, Hashkein Vahargo. It's a mitzvah to kill, so to speak. It's a save your life. It's a mitzvah to kill. If a rotzeah comes to kill you, there's a mitzvah to kill him. Yaakov was not, a coward. He was not, did not have weak, you know. You see at the end of the parsha, you know, Yaakov's family, in 2 seconds, they just wiped out the whole city of Shechem. They're not, they can't stand the sight of blood, so to speak, you know. If it's the right thing to do, you do it. So why is Yaakov upset? He feels bad, sorry, that he might kill. So I photograph here the Nachlas. Yaakov, he quotes a pasuk that because there's a pasuk, the next to the last line, Hoya Mitzayer, if he shenemar, Gam Onash Tzadik Lo Tov. It's a pasuk in Mishnah that it's not good for a tzadik that someone gets punished because of him. Okay. Now, the truth is, you look at the Mishnah, Pashup Shad, and the Mishnah is talking about in Klal Yisrael, not talking about in Russia. Pashup Shad, there was no Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't have to feel bad that because of them, Mitzrayim got killed on the Yamsuf, or they had to feel bad that they killed Amalek. You know, this is a very highfalutin hargasha, that you feel bad, someone's coming to kill you, right? And Amalek, when we have in the Torah, Amalek went ahead and attacked Klal Yisrael in Shemos. Klal Yisrael went to war and they killed Amalek. They were supposed to feel bad that they had to kill Amalek. So apparently, this is a very, very high Falutin Targosha. We have in the Gemara in Gittin, we had last year that Marzutra wanted to kill or put a rest. There was someone that was being mitzayer him. That was even apparently a Talmud Chacham that would be mitzayer him by what is in learning. And he wanted him, and they told him at the end, Mar Ukva, Shoyach Mar Ukva, Rabbi Ozer, Be Adam Omdim Olai, Be Adi the Moisher and the Malchus, what should I do? They told him just better daven. And the Tavis Asikashi, you're putting Moisher Dino to Shemayim, he says it's Mutter in this case. Okay. So you look at the Mephorshim, it's pretty clear. Many people say there's no Isser by Goyim. Many people say there's no Isser, no Din by when the person deserves it, when it's Magiyalo. Many people say there's no problem when it's a mitzvah. Whatever it is, it's obviously here a very high madrega, right? You take a tzir. If a person is in Germany and the Nazis are coming to kill his family, and he's able to take out a gun and shoot the Nazi before the Nazi kills his family. So he feels he's going to feel a little tsar before they sort of beforehand. Oh, hey, I'm going to have to kill that Nazi. It sounds like a pretty high madrega. So what I thought was a very big chiddush. It's one thing maybe after the fact, 10 years later, you think about it, you feel bad. Oh, chaval, I had to kill that person. I don't like even hurting a fly. I feel bad. Obviously, it was a mitzvah. It was a chiyuv. I was Aines Rachmana Patre. I had to do it. But I feel bad. Okay, I was a shliach to go ahead and kill the fly. I feel bad. But here, at this moment, Yaakov Avinu, just in the sequence of, he just gets a message. He was not expecting this. Well, he gets a message that Esav is coming with 400 people, and they're about to come, and they're coming to wipe you out. And Yaakov's immediate reaction is he has this tremendous vayiramai, and the next thing he does is he quickly divides up his family in half, so that if half of them they can escape, because I'll only kill half, at least half my kids will escape. And his immediate reaction is he says, what a shame. I feel terrible. I'm going to have to go ahead and maybe kill some of these people, be totally be'ainas. Onis Rachmana Patre, they're Magiyalo, they're Mechuya Misa. Like, that's a hargosha. And if Yaakov would have felt that a year later, you're making Cheshbon HaNefesh, reminiscing. But Bishas Maisa, when you're in the midst of the Yira, you do not expect a person in the midst of the Yira that I'm having, my life's in danger, my wife's in danger, my kids are in danger, everyone's about to be wiped out, we have to hurry and act quickly. And his first reaction is, I have tremendous fear and I have pain. Which I think is a tremendous chiddush in the concept of being, we would say it's basically being calm and collective. The fact that your life's in danger, the fact that there's a tumult, all of a sudden your life becomes in danger, that doesn't mean you lose cheshbon. And just like it would make sense if 20 years later Yaakov would be thinking over the episode, and that's assuming he did kill someone, and he would say, oh, I feel bad I killed that person. Okay, that you could hear that a person would say that. A soldier in World War II, 20 years later, he'll say, I feel bad I shot that German. I could hear someone saying that, even though I had no choice. If I went to shot him, he would have shot me. I feel bad. But the shots, the battle, you don't expect a person to feel. But if a person has, he doesn't allow himself to be mevubal. If we have a big crowd, when we get excited, when we get afraid, when we get strong emotions, so they take over, and then everything else gets pushed out of our brain. But if a person doesn't allow strong emotions to take over, so you're decompartmentalized. So yes, I'm very scared, and yes, I have to make plans to save my family, and yes, I'm going to work on it, and immediately, the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to try and figure out a strategy how to save my family and save at least half the family and not get killed. But that doesn't change feelings that this is, one thing has nothing to do with the other. If I can feel bad that I killed a spider at the same time, okay, I feel bad. I'm not consumed by my yira, that everything else goes. So sometimes you see a person, I mentioned many times, I've been a chassan, the chassan you can't talk to. The chassan is in outer space. He's not touching. Not because he's happy. He's just a nervous wreck. He's a nervous wreck. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. That's wrong. A person, you can be very under tremendous pressure. You can be under life. You're in a life's dangerous situation, and you have threatened your life and your children. But you have to be calm, and your seichel has to be working. And therefore, if the right thing is to feel bad that you're killing this Nazi, so you should feel bad. There's no difference. I think you see the same idea, but maybe even in a stronger oifen, in the next pasuk in Rashi, we'll go further. It says that Yaakov decided to send to Esav a gift. So the pasuk describes what the gift and how many male animals he sent and female animals. So Rashi says, let's read the Rashi inside, in Pesach Tes Vav. Masayim Izim, 200 Izim, Srichim Esrim Taishim. They need that many Taishim. V'kenkum Ezcharim Kedei Sarach on the Kavis. There's a parallel for the amount of Ezcharim and the amount of the Kavis. You have to be a certain parallel. Brejit Rav Dorsh Mikano, Noah, Homer, Betora, Tayon, Michal Yom, Bonim, Shtaim, Shtaim, Shabbos, Hamor, Machal Shabbos, Hamanim, Ashur, Shiyom, Tassuan, Machal Shisha, Chadoshim. Then they had a kind of Medjish of the Kiva. They don't exactly shine the Medjish. Afnir, Bienai, Shalom, the Mikan, Shain, and Osho, Michal Adam. Not everyone has the same nature of how much relations they're going to have with their wives. And if they Torah, Hamut, Olav, and it depends how busy they are. Shemetzino, Khan, that here, Shemos are called Tayesh. Each Tayesh had to have Asara Izim. The Chain called Ayo. Each Ayo had to have, which are Pani and Melachto, so Darkam Laharbos Betashmish. So their Derech is have more Tashmish because they're free from work. La'aver Asara Nekevis. Ubehemis. Mishin is Ubehema. Mishin is Avra. Ainam Kabel is Zocher. He's saying like this. What's this pshat? He's bothered by a problem. This is the way the Sif Seh Chomim learns pshat. That why is it that he had to give the animals 10 females because they had these animals were free. And therefore they're going to have more time to be, so to speak, have relations. Let him just have, so what? He can have one female and all. Whenever he's free, he'll be have beer with the same female. So he says, that's his kasha. He says, Edomai, you say, because it's better financially to make 10 females pregnant because then you have more babies. But this is, the animals don't know anything about, they're not interested in, they're not making a cheshbon for financial cheshbonis. So he says, if we look at the Sifsei Chom, the Kavonas Arav, the Derech HaTeva Adachol Baal Chai, the derech atav for every animal, the harbeth the tashmish on also. He wants to do tashmish according to his pleasure, with a flea apnai, and how much time he has. But these animals, for some reason, don't work as hard. So they needed 10 females. Oh, the models taivas. So you could say it's either to fulfill their taivas, or the harbeth for others. He should have more children. Became pekudam to apnai shem. What do they need 10? They don't care that the Baal gains by having more babies. So just give them one and they'll satisfy their taiva with one. And you have to be with that animal as many times as he wants. So he says that you cite in farms and animals that the female animals, certain animals, only have tashmish till they become pregnant. Once they become pregnant, they stop having tashmish. So therefore, the male animal, if he wants to get out his taiva, he would need 10 animals to fulfill his taiva. Okay, that's what he says. So basically, what you see from Rashi and the Sif Seh Chomim is, why did Yaakov send this numbers? It wasn't to make Esav happy. It was to make Esav happy. So then the kasha, you don't have to say, the whole kasha is no kasha. Why did he have to send 10 females? They're going to send one. It's better for the Biden to have 10 because now there's more babies. But he's not saying it to make Esav. It seems, I think the mashmos from the Mizrahi and from other, is that Esav is not such a bucky in farm. Yaakov spent the last 20 some odd years as a roya. Yaakov understands animals. He knows exactly. He has all the umnis. Esav is just into money. He doesn't know the difference. He wouldn't know how many animals they need. That's not his specialty. So Yaakov is doing this. It's pretty clear from the Rashi. He's doing it to make the animal happy. I'm sending you a tayish. I'm sending you. And he's going to have, he's an animal, doesn't work so hard, and therefore he has a lot of taiva, and if I'm not going to send you tens in the cavis, then the poor tayish is going to have a taiva, and he won't have a way to fulfill it. So I have to send you more females. That's basically what Rashi's saying, which is, I'm sure in the world, no farmer worries about that. Okay, so worst comes to worst, you have an animal, and they have a taiva, and they can't find a female animal that wants to be with them, okay? So you can't. You know, it's not the biggest tragedy in the world. The poor animal, he doesn't work, so therefore he has more taiva, and he can't fulfill his taiva. Okay. But Yaakov is this ish chesed. He's worrying about the poor tayish and the poor ayil, that they don't work so hard, and therefore they have more taivas. So unless they have 10 females, they're not going to be able to satisfy all their taivas. Okay. So that itself is a tremendous chiddush in the chesed of Yaakov. But the question is, at what point in time? Here again, it's the same thing. He said that shmuz. Gevaldik. Yaakov is going ahead, and he's in the midst of trying to figure out a way to save his life and his kid's life and his family's life. He's trying to figure out. Esav's coming with these 400 people. He has to quickly send them a gift, the best gift possible. He's focusing on how to get Esav not to kill me. And this probably took a whole mathematical cheshbon. I don't think this was something you had to count exactly how many zochers and how many nekevahs and get the right numbers and do the math and make sure everything matches perfectly. Yaakov, this is not the time to worry about your poor tayish that's going to have bia with 10 behemoths, because otherwise he'll be lacking in his taivas. You want to give Esav a gift. Forget it. But Yaakov Avinu, in the midst of his feeling threatened for his life, and he's focused, and his goal is to go ahead and give Esav a gift, that Esav shouldn't kill him, but once I'm giving a gift, I got to do it in a way that it won't hurt the poor animal. Poor animal, nothing going to be hurt. They should get all the ultimate pleasure. You know, I'm sure that 99% of animals don't have this, but I got to make sure that the animals that I send Esav get the ultimate pleasure in life, because that's my about chesed. So in the midst of it's the same type of idea, that in the midst of Yaakov's fearing for his life, but he's still focused on Derech Eretz, on Midos. Bothered by the fact that he'll kill someone even though he's Chayav Mitzvah, and it's Alpidin, and it's Magialo, and he's a Rosh Marusha. It's not nice to kill someone. He's bothered by, I got to make sure that my animals have as much pleasure. Right? That, because you don't get, he doesn't allow himself to become Fatumel. Okay. I just want to conclude with, it's just a very interesting Chidah I saw on the parsha, not connected, but it's indirectly connected. We're talking about Yaakov worrying about the pleasure of the animals. So at the end of the parsha, there's a pasuk. It says, "Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem," and it says, "Oh, I'm sorry, wrong pasuk. Pasuk before. Vayaakov Nasa Sukoso. Yaakov came to Sukkos. Vayiven Obayis. He made a house for himself, for his family." And for his animals, he made a different type of house. He made sukkos. You know, they don't need more like a barn. They don't need a regular house. They need sukkos. Al-Kain, Kar-Shema, Makom, Sukkos. Therefore, the place was called Sukkos. So the question that Chidah asked, he says other people asked it, that he did two things. He came to this place, he built houses for his family, and he built Sukkos for the animals. So what's more important, himself or the animals? Obviously, the people are more important. So if you want to commemorate what he did, you should call the place, you know, bias or people. Now, why are you naming the place after the barns that he built for the animals? So the Chidah says an amazing thing. He says, until this time, there was no such concept of building barns for animals. The animals, he says, just like the Arabs today, they leave the animals outside. I arrange them, they ain't too bad. So they'll have to get a little, they'll get wet. He says, the animals can take care of themselves, right? Chickens, we have chickens here, they'll take care of themselves. We don't have to build for them a house. Yaakov, he said, was the first person, he made a chiddush. There's a chiddush atzam. He built for the animals sukkahs. No one ever heard of that before. Al-Kain, Kar-Shem, Makom, Sukkos. Such a new thing. And he says, and not only was it new, he says, he teaches it, that Yaakov wanted to spread the word. He wanted everyone to know. He wanted to be Marbet Stira. He wanted to be Mizak. Everyone should know what you're supposed to do. So he named the place Sukkos so that everybody should pay attention that the right thing to do is to build your home for your animals. So it's just interesting, Chidah, that he's learning that Yaakov was the first person in the world who was cared about the animals' feelings to the point, right? With one thing, Sarbat Achayim, you don't call Sarbat to an animal. But he went out of his way to save the animal. According to him, he was the first person that went out of his way to save the animal from Sar by building houses for the animal. Okay, anyway, that's a side point. But my main shmooze was the fact that when Yaakov is running away for his life, he's worrying, he's trying to save his life and trying to save his wife and kids. He's worried about getting the maximum, you know, they shouldn't, chas v'shalom, they should only have 9 wives, not 10 wives, you know, giving the maximum pleasure to every single animal. Okay.